Ребята, я прошу Рабса.
I thank Heavenly Father.
Давай Богу громад дарим его.
We thank Him for this another opportunity.
Давай за Максима, давай Максима, Максима.
To come before you.
Могу тебе жори.
And to stand before your people.
Кини нет нашего лагу.
You're at the Little Flock Church.
Когда я кайся жори.
And Lord, how said our sufficiency is of the Lord.
Давай я кайся кайся, давай твоим кайся.
We look to you tonight, Lord. To anoint us with the good, sweet Holy Ghost. To preach the Word of God. I pray you anoint us to minister the Word. And anoint the people to receive. And we'll be careful to praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, praise us.
Alright, I want to read from the book of Psalms.
What? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
105.
Okay, what child? What a hope, no, take time.
And we're reading verse 19.
You saw that I got you, I can't put it, no way.
It reads like this.
You saw that word.
Until the time that the word came, the word. Let me start over again. Until the time that His word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Praise God. You may be seated
if you like.
The Word of God is wonderful, isn't it? I'm going to thank God for the glory of your pastor
here.
I've heard quite a bit of that. And all that was good. So I thank God for him and his stand for the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we begin to talk about the Word. That's a word that we all know. The Word. And in this last day, God's promised to restore us back to the original Word. Hallelujah. So tried by the Word until the Word came. We find that they had the Word through the seven churches. But in the last day, the Word was to come back in full strength. Hallelujah. Amen. We find the Word in full strength in the early church. But the church fell away from the Word. And they had just the letter of the Word. One thing we understand about the Word, it's both written and spiritual. Paul said the letter of the Word alone killeth. But said the Spirit of the Word gives life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus came and preached the Word,
yes, hallelujah.
He said, my words, their spirit and their life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we've had the letter of the Word for quite some time. Jesus was the Word.
Well,
yes, that's your ground group. And he came to get a ride. If he is the Word, and he's to take a ride, she has to be Word too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing. We're becoming that Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said it wouldn't be rolling tables of stone. But it would be rolling in flesh and tables of your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We got the Bible. It's the written word. But there's a spirit that lives in that word. Hallelujah. And the written word is the body that the spirit lives in. I was listening to a tape of Brother William Bradley. And he went to pray for a certain gentleman. And this gentleman had Bibles laying all over him. So Brother Brown asked him, why all the Bibles, brother? Well, he said, he sent word to heal us. And Brother Brown said, the bed is full of Bibles. Hallelujah. Well, that was a start. But that was only the letter of the word. As long as he just had the written word, he didn't get healed. But here come a man with a spoken word. The Bible doesn't
So, the tree of knowledge.
That God was on the tree.
Amen. The tree of knowledge, and the day he died, that day he'll die. Hallelujah. But the tree of life grows right out of this tree of knowledge. Hallelujah. The tree of life is among us. The spirit of the world is here. Hallelujah. This is the garden. That's the tree of life grows out of. Hallelujah. Some of them was preaching recently. He said, I believe we'll get to the place where we don't even need the Bible. We'll have the Spirit. But there's got to be something for that Spirit to live in. Amen. Let me talk about my brother here. This is his body. But the real him lives within this body. Is that right? And we couldn't have the real him without the body. You take this body of the Word, the Spirit of God lives in it. Amen. That's why he said, stay to show ourselves and prove a workman needs not fish out. Right in the mind is the word of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Peter spoke out the word of God. In the second chapter of 2 Peter. 1:19. I would like to read that before you. Glory to God. I feel him. Glory to God. I'm glad we got something we can feel.
That's
hallelujah. Amen. Now, reading in 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1:19. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, our brother's good in church with you.
Okay, I'm going to put us in the
thank God, Lord. We're laborers together. Praise the Lord. While you're turning this one, I'd like to say this. We've been here in Uganda for a few days. And some of the other African states. And we've really enjoyed the Word of God. We've really enjoyed the fellowship of the
brethren.
God has moved wherever we went. My wife fell in love with the African people 12 years together. She was in the hospital. And she was very sick. And she was crying. And an African American lady came in. And said, baby, don't cry. Said, Jesus is going to take care of
me.
Hallelujah. Amen. And she prayed for her and she just got better. Hallelujah. The moon's on for the ride. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Word's still flowing. That water of the Word. Amen. He said it had a five-fold ministry in this last
time.
And when that five-fold ministry began to speak, he would build us up into the perfect stage of the man. Amen. So we're marching from victory to victory. I started serving the Lord years before I heard about Brother Brown. And I was tried by the word. But then the word came and it laid upon. Hallelujah. Tried by the word till the word came. Hallelujah. And that word continued to come. Amen. Brother Lyon said that. Hallelujah. I believe he swept that foundation off the pile.
Something else about.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. them over what's in my way. Amen. But when the day dawns, amen, I still got the flashlight. Amen. But I got the day dawning. The sun comes up. Started preaching the word, his face was shining like the sun. Hallelujah. Then the church fell away and went to the dark age. And the word of the light shined in the dark. They said the baby's going to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Before the prophet went off the scene, the clouds moved back. And the sun shined through again. Hallelujah. There shall be light at the evening. Hallelujah. It's the same light that started shining in that person. The cloud just covered it up. Hallelujah. But it shines through for us again. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Brown was a man that the Lord revealed the Son of Man through. Somebody asked Brother Brown, are you the Son of Man? He said, no, I'm a Son of Man. Revealing me, Son of Man. Amen. Is that right? Amen. It's light. Hallelujah. We're not stumbling in darkness. But the book of Job said there's some stumbling darkness at noonday. It's noonday for us. So I'm still stumbling in darkness. Because they haven't recognized the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So they were tried by the word. Until the word came. Hallelujah. Amen. The word has come back to this earth. And as the word, but the water just kept on running. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The word has come. Amen. The day still hasn't arrived. Amen. While the world went into darkness, a new day dawned for you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming to your heart. Amen. Make that word real. Then you can see the living, breathing word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And Paul said, some of you say, I'm a secret. Tom says, I'm a Peter. Hallelujah. Tom says, I'm a Paul. Tom says, I'm a Paul. Amen. He said, who are we? We're only ministered by Holy Spirit. He said, one plant. Another watcher. But it's God that gives in. Hallelujah. He said, when you begin to lift up personality, he said, you're calm. Amen. But there's one of us today. His name is Christ. And he can make us members of his body. Amen. Amen. The members were united by one spirit. We're all baptized into one body. Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 10. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm working this brother here.
Hallelujah. It's midday for us. God teaches us? In the book of Revelation? In the fifth chapter. I'm going to get 10, but I want to quote this in the fifth. When John was called up into heaven, he saw one sitting on the throne. Had a book in his hand. It was already written within. Already written. Praise God. But it was sealed with seven seals. And it was in heaven. Amen. But God is going to bring it right back to us again. Because that's a spiritual understanding of what's all. Amen. And here in the tape, he constantly referred back to what Paul
says.
Hallelujah. Said if Paul couldn't make it, mine will too. If Paul couldn't make it,
Yeah.
Amen. Getting us ready to meet him physically in Now watch Christ come back. First, he tells about the sounding of the
thunders.
They sounded and were sealed in John's day. And they were to stay sealed till the seven angels
land.
When he opened that mystery to
them.
He is a sister. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Remember in 96 AD? When the thunder sounded? John said I was about to rise. God said, seal it up.
And fight
it not. When the seven angels come,
he'll
clear his mystery up for you. And bless your heart in the air. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to know the thing. Let's read that. Praise God. I'll just read quickly. I'll read a complete verse and then I'll let you read. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Hallelujah. Now I want you to notice that. The mighty angel come down the hill. His face shine like the sun. That's where it shined in that early church. That's the real church. And the next verse said, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth.
Right
or not? Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's going to be renewed in the last. believe it already began to fall away.
But where? Don't tell me. Don't know what I'm saying.
So God took the spirit of the word.
But God, what was it?
Still in the body.
But who was it? Don't tell me the
truth. For 2,000 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't believe the thunders have sounded yet.
But I got to get that one.
Then if the thunders hadn't sounded, they haven't been sealed yet.
But
when the thunders sounded, John was about to rise.
He said,
fill up that thing. And write it on. Hallelujah. But here comes Revelation. We'll get Revelation. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery singular, concerning the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared unto his servants the
prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we've lived in the day when God has done great things. How many know God has done great things? He has finished this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Those seven angels uttered right through the prophet of God. He uttered and John wrote it. They came over to Brother Brown and he spoke it. Now the mystery of God's been finished. Now we can take the little book. Now notice the title of the message. They were tried by the word till the word came.
Spiritual
understanding of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Oh,
didn't have.
Well, church going to possession.
Paul didn't know about seven church ages.
But God meant to know you never seven church ages.
Because he'd been dead 30 years before John ever wrote about
him.
Paul didn't know about seven angels. Because it was wrote 30 years after John died. Paul didn't know about seven
thunders.
But he engaged a girl to Christ. In 2 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verse
2,
he said, I engaged you as a just virgin. That's what Paul did. But John sees her married to him in Revelation 19. Dressed in fine linen.
Praying
in wine.
Going
into rapture. So we got a little bone to
share.
Amen. We know about the seven church days. Amen. We know about the seven seals. We know about the mighty angel coming down. Hallelujah. Those are the things God gave his wife in this last
day.
That the other church didn't have, and she was engaged to him. Hallelujah. You're special people. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice. They were tried by the word until the word came. The word was that light shining in the dark
world.
But then the day dawned. Amen. And now we have the letter of the word of the Spirit. Amen. Let's see what happened when Paul wrote it. When John ate here. Verse 9. And I went to the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Amen. Now I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to say, give me the little book?
Yes,
sir. Amen. Or your spirit saying, give me this. Give me this that God has for me. Give me the spirit of this word. Just don't give me the letter of the word, but the spirit of the word. Hallelujah. And John says, when I've eaten it, in my mouth, sweet as honey, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy bitter, but my mouth sweet as honey. Why would it make your belly bitter? Amen. Because it would be a new
die.
It would be the word and the spirit. It wouldn't be just a little Bible study. It'd be a Holy Ghost rattle. Amen. The word and the spirit. Verse 10 says, and I took the little book. Amen. When you take the little book, your spirit says, give me the little book. Christ says, take it. And you say, I took it. And let's see, when he took it, not only did he took it, he ate it. I took the little book out of the angel's hand. The apostle brother and the pastor. When Elijah went to pray for rain, he prayed seven times. He sang his servant six times, said they could see a cloud. The servant said, I don't see anything
either.
But that seventh time, he said, I see a cloud about the size of a man. Hallelujah. Second chapter. When he said these things can only be understood by the Spirit of God. He said the natural man understands. He said no spiritual in his
arm.
But the spiritual man compares spiritual man. The Holy Ghost compares spiritual man with spiritual
man.
That word prophecy has a meaning like deep revelation of
Christ.
Hallelujah. So what happened? We had the word all along.